My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Coming up in the noon hour, maybe a special guest in studio. Daryl Ryder will join us at 1 o'clock. Our Browns beat reporter Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. You'll hear it right here. Chris is in Chicago. Chris, final thought on the stadium situation.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it does look, the Brook Park thing looks nice and shiny. I just kind of worry about, like, it's, you know, taking a lot of this stuff, and you're only talking about 10, 11 football games, but then you're talking about all this other stuff that you're hoping to attract. And if it's like an island now in Brook Park with hotels and everything in the airport and all that stuff right there, I don't think it's going to help downtown much. I hate to say that. I mean, and
Chris, there won't be enough. Initially, there won't be enough hotels out there. You can't tell me those hotels aren't going to get filled downtown. 2 weeks ago, we had a massive card collecting convention that was at the IX Center.
Yeah.
And so sure. I'm telling you, there's nowhere to stay out there right now. The Sheraton at the airport's gone. And as I was walking into work, everyone that was going to the National from downtown, I saw like probably 15, 20 people walking out of the hotel that's next to our building, all wearing credentials to get back out to the IX Center.
Yeah. Okay, well, but once those hotels get built then, I mean, that, and then I'm parked right now, I'm like right by McCormick Center, the huge trade show hall in Chicago.
Right, yeah, I've been there before.
Cleveland's got a problem with it. Why is the IX, I mean, to me, like, why build a convention center in Cleveland when you have the IX Center? And that doesn't help.
Well, wait a second, either. You don't want to hurt the IX Center because the IX Center's in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland.
But it's, yeah, and I know, but it should be.
How about,
I
mean, good stuff for the entire region, Chris?
Yeah. I'm okay with that, but I think unfortunately, Cleveland's population, the areas, is not such to where they can maybe support multiple areas. We've seen that with the Flats going downhill over the years. Warehouses, it all just kind
Chris,
of shifts.
People for Browns games stay in Beachwood. They stay on Rockside. Not everyone stays downtown. It's not, you know as well as anybody else, it's a region. And Chris, by the way, they want to put an ice rink. They want to put an ice rink in the middle of this thing. That's it. That's all I need to tell you. I should have you sold on that at that point.
It is. I'm sold on that. I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. And
I get it. I wish the land was there. And this is what we're hearing is that there's not enough land for them to do it downtown.
Can I give you one more thought on this?
To do this project downtown.
Let me give you one more thought.
Yeah.
If you're, we've had issues over the years. Would you not agree with stuff happening in the city of Cleveland, building projects, things like that? Gateways worked. I mean, that's worked beautifully.
Yep.
If you're an owner of a team and you have an option for 176 acres in Brook Park, doesn't that sound a little more feasible and easier to do than trying to get an entire city council and mayor and everything else on board? And you just said, you know, well, you know, the Flats is slipping and everything else. You want to try and be the guy who gambles on renovating the whole thing?
And you're at the crossroads of 71 and 480.
And Dan Gilbert's already doing a project with stuff at the river. You're going to try and compete with that one. You got? Do you need two of those things, or do you need one? I don't know.
That's true. Hey, one last, real quick. Everybody's talking about, oh, now Taylor Swift will be there. Well, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh had that tour, and they don't have domes. So that's a story for another day. I think Cleveland is not like where it used to be.
Maybe that's not about domes, though. Chris. I mean, she plays outside all the time.
And I'm sorry, I'm not building a dome so I can get one person to show up.
Although if it's worth $1 billion to your economy and cuts off the bill, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
They say she's worth it. By the way, it's sad that they canceled her concerts overseas because of terrorism.
That's bad, actually. One last thought. Joe's at a car. Joe?
Yeah, guys, I think this dome stadium plan out in Brook Park is the best thing to happen to this area since the Gateway Project almost 40 years ago. It's wonderful. And the city, for so long, the city of Cleveland, has dithered along with so many things over the years. We've gone from the sixth largest city when I was a kid to the 54th, and it is indeed a metropolitan government. But the city has been dragging down the area for years, for decades, and it is what it is, and this is wonderful. You know, you're right, Phelps. This is a metro area, and I wrote a paper in high school many years ago about why Cleveland should have metropolitan government, and I saw the professor from high school a few years ago. He said, I should have given you an A+, because I told him I got an A-. we're so far behind metro-wise. I mean, the population, we used to be the sixth largest city. Now we're the 53rd, and it's not a major city anymore. And it's just for many reasons. So it's great to see a capitalist come in here and do something that is not only sensical but magnificent.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Right. I'd have given you an A+.
You're easy.
Yeah, I guess
I. The good part about it is you already have the red pen, so you're good to go. You're already one step ahead of everybody else.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Folks want to keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, man. Wish we had power, but what are you going to do?
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Stay safe.
Hang in.
Stay safe.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's kind of rough.
We went through it a couple years ago. We're lucky on this one.
Yeah, man, it's something that I don't think we've seen. And I was talking to an old-timer today. I think the last time we had, like, an F1 tornado was, like, in the 1960s. Like, it's insane. Like, the damage to the city has been, you know, unimaginable. But anyways, I'm more fortunate than a lot of other people. So for those that are out there that, you know, don't have power, I mean, my heart goes out to them. And I don't. But anyways, just talking about the stadium thing, like, from a nostalgic perspective, like I moved to Cleveland in 95 when I was not a Browns fan then, and I could see the hearts of the people of this town breaking as the team was moving. So I can understand, you know, from a nostalgic perspective, what it means to have the Browns, you know, downtown in front of the lake. But it's just not economically feasible anymore. And this facility, I think, would bring about so much more in income and revenue for the entire region, like you guys were saying, not just for the city of Cleveland. So I'm excited about it. You know, I hope it happens. It looks like it's going to happen. But thanks for the time, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right,
Nelson.
Hang in there, by the way. All the folks out there without power, it's a tough situation. So hang in if you can. Dave's in Lakewood. Dave.
It's Reverend Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. There was a mention of this.
Hey, can you take us off speaker real quick, Reverend Dave?
You bet.
Thank you. Never argue with the man of God.
Hey.
Number one thing. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Hey, Cleveland scooped up the IX Center. Why don't they just scoop up Brook Park?
I thought that at one point, too.
And in fact, you know, all this thing, you know, we've gone from being the sixth largest city to the, you know, 51st, where. How about we annex Brook Park, Parma, Old Brooklyn?
East Cleveland?
You mean like Houston has annexed everything around it?
With Louisville, too, I think.
Yeah. Houston is huge land-wise because they just scarfed up everything.
Columbus. City services all the way out to Licking County. Yep.
Yeah, but seriously, Brook Park, boom, just do it. you know, work it out and, you know, give all their city council and big bat pensions and get it done.
Thank you, Reverend Dave.
Reverend Dave, great to hear from you.
I'm listening on my battery-powered portable.
Please stay safe.
No power.
We've been dark in Lakewood since Tuesday afternoon.
Ugh. Hang in, Dave.
Bye.
There's Reverend Dave. Dave sends me emails. He sends me good emails.
Oh, I get him too.
Yeah, good guy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
David's in Concord. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, David.
David, you with us?
No power in Concord, bro.
Must not be. Kelvin is in Chardon.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, one other thing. It's a no-brainer if you've been to Indianapolis, Ford Field in Detroit. The indoor experience, it just can't be compared. But in terms of moving it to Brook Park, no one's talked about, we don't have a big stadium sitting on the lakefront anymore. When they talk about lakefront development, it'll open up acres and acres and acres. No more parking lots. We can really have a lakefront for the entire region to enjoy while we have a beautiful dome stadium in Brook Park. It's a win-win. Thanks.
Thank
you. Kelvin, thank you very much. I think that's part of it. I really do. We'll see. Again, folks, we're in the infancy of this because we don't have a plan in place that, yes, this is going to happen. Maybe we'll have that soon enough. The date's coming up where the city wants an answer from the Haslams. That's next week. So we'll 12th, see. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a surprise guest in the noon hour. We also have a baseball team that has a losing streak of more than three games for the first time all year, folks. Where's your level of concern? You might be surprised at some folks. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.